Welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. You made it through Christmas, way to go. And today is the 26th. And I'll bet you're probably listening to this in your car on the way out to buy some great deals or return the things that don't fit or you don't like. So while you're out and about, let's talk a little bit about how we're going to create balance in our life as we head toward 2017. How are we going to live life fully aware? And so I think I've come to this conclusion that balance in life is a mythical state, that we may not ever actually be able to find balance. And so today, let me entitle our little podcast, Balance Schmalance. I know schmalance is not a word, but I also know that balance is pretty elusive itself. For years, one of my goals was to find balance in my work, my ministry, my health, my goals, my family, and I would go through this big illustrative exercise of trying to determine what I was going to get done in the new year and the things I was going to take charge of and change and on and on and on. And I read about balance. I sought coaching to assist me with balance. I even went to a couple of seminars about balance, and guess what? Balance is a myth. Our life is a series of seasons. Seasons of success and seasons of failure, seasons of health and seasons of illness, seasons of accomplishment, and sometimes seasons of stagnation. There's no need in continuing that list because we could go on forever. We're all in the middle of a season, and balance is more elusive than it is real. I mean, it's more an illusion than it is our reality. I mean, balance can't really happen. Think about how fast-paced your life is. I mean, when I think about that, rather than changing the mystical life of balance, what I would challenge each of us heading into 2017 to do is to try to chase after peace in each of our seasons. I've had seasons that last minutes. I've had them last hours or days, and at times, months. So how do we cease the wild balance chase and discover peace in every season? Well, today, let me offer you three things and three easy thoughts that are assisting me pass on balance and land on peace. Number one, let go of unrealistic expectations. Let go of your expectations. Let go of the expectations that others have set for you. We have a tendency to ask more of ourselves than we could possibly accomplish. Leave the impossible perfectionistic tendencies and sip on a cup of all you can do, and all you can do is good enough. Listen, when you do all that you can do, I'll promise you, all you do is more than enough. So let go of the unrealistic expectations. Number two, honor your personal commitments, the commitments that you build into your calendar that will assure that you can remain true to your convictions. When you're true to your convictions, what will happen is you'll treat appointments scheduled for you as if you had an appointment to interview for your dream job. Honor your scheduled time for exercise and reading and building relationships. Never blow off an appointment with yourself. And these moments they're essential to your overall health, to your fulfillment, and I believe to that mythical thing called balance, because now we can find happiness. Number three, and this is a biggie, be fully engaged in your present moments. Stop looking past today or constantly looking to your past, but be fully aware of each moment and determine in your heart that being fully engaged in your present will allow you the privilege of being grateful for what the divine has planned for you. You see, fully present equals fully self-aware. Fully aware equals fully contented souls. Contented souls equal fully rest-filled hearts of joy. The self-aware person has the ability to see further, love deeper, trust easier, and laugh harder. Commit to being fully self-aware as a spouse, and watch your marriage improve. Commit to being fully self-aware as a servant, and watch the blessings of God wash over you. Commit to being a fully self-aware servant and expect the divine to use you to change the world. You see, my friend, the goal isn't balance, it's peace, found in the self-awareness of who you are in the eyes of your Creator. Hey, my friends, stay cool. It's going to be a busy week trying to undo all Christmas and get ready to head back to work. God bless you. See you soon.